Russia has slammed the U.S. at efforts to increase international pressure on North Korea, saying it was exacerbating the situation and undermining the United Nations. Now, Moscow's comments come after a meeting on North Korea in Vancouver, Canada, agreed to consider tougher sanctions on Pyongyang. The Russian Foreign Ministry said top diplomats from Moscow and Beijing had not been invited to the meeting, which was made up of countries that backed South Korea during the 1950-53 Korea War. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Russia is helping North Korea skirt international sanctions. Washington's punitive measures against Pyongyang have been condemned by both Moscow and Beijing. International lawyer Barry Grossman believes that the United States tries to undermine the role of the United Nations in resolving international issues.
What we see time and time again is that the United States abuses its position as a permanent member on the UN Security Council by vetoing anything that comes up in a manner which basically lends support to blatant violations of the international system it purports to embrace, but which also violates the United States' own obligations under the UN Charter. On the other hand, when the US knows that it's not going to be able to float something in the Security Council, it organizes these little merry-go-rounds. And the United States, by convening this joke of a meeting in Canada, is quite clearly trying to go around the United Nations and marginalize those discussions which are taking place with a quite astounding measure of initial progress, I might add, between the two Koreas. So it's a farce. And when people like Tillerson speak about a so-called North Korean aggression, it seems to be lost on the world, and in particular on the Atlantic world's media, that it's the United States which is constantly engaging in provocative and aggressive military action in the region.